USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Category 1 Hurricane Nicholas made landfall overnight, touching down in Matagorda Harbor, Texas. The National Hurricane Center reported Nicholas lost wind intensity and was reclassified as a tropical storm with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles an hour after going over land. Flooding is still possible in Texas and western Louisiana. It's election day in California as recalled Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom and his close opponent Republican Larry Elders face off at the polls. The recall came about when Gavin put his interests above those of Californians. His COVID mandates did not apply to himself or Newsom's friends. Newsom claims Larry Elder is just another President Trump. Arizona's state police force is short of manpower. So when Washington State Governor Jay Inslee demanded all police be vaccinated in the state with no exceptions, the Arizona Department of Public Safety announced they would be in Washington State from now through September 19th to recruit potential new officers. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Child tax credits, instead of appearing yearly in tax returns, is now being distributed monthly. Tim Berg has more on the next round of payments.
Another round of advanced child tax credit payments is just days away from going out to tens of millions of Americans. The third batch of monthly checks is scheduled to go out on September 15th, according to the IRS. The payments will continue to be distributed on a monthly basis to eligible taxpayers through the remainder of the year, with the last half going out in one payment next year. More than 30 million households qualify for the payments of up to $300 per month for eligible children ages 5 and younger, and $250 for eligible children between 6 and 17 years old. From the USA Radio News Phoenix News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden will leave California this morning and head to the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, Colorado. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former Afghan interpreter is now a Sarasota, Florida sheriff. Deputy Mubarak tells Fox News why he became a linguist for the U.S. military operation and the dangers of his colleagues left behind by America's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Being a linguist was something my father always wanted. He wanted me to learn English and be in service to the people. In late 2001, when we had coalition forces, specifically American troops in our area, that's when my father not only encouraged me, but asked me to reach out to the Americans in our province so that I can contribute and help them out in the area. Being a combat linguist was not an easy task. Initially, during the initial presence of coalition forces, late 2001, 2002, the danger was not that huge. But after 2003, 4, and 5, it became very dangerous. You have to be quick. You have to be accurate. You have to be efficient, and you have to have enough training and discipline, professionalism. What that means is that then you will be placed in the lead of any fire teams, any squads for different missions. If it was stopping a vehicle, clearing a house, or conducting any other type military mission, so the linguist lives will be in danger, but their immediate and extended family lives will be in danger.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.